Feeling the body kind of pooling into the earth. The space around the body, maybe. Allowing the line to be blurry, soft. Earth softly receives body, body receives earth. Body and air meeting each other. And feeling maybe the body and air receiving each other as the breath comes in, the world enters. And that natural givingness of the out-breath. The sensuality of breathing, being breathed. With each out-breath, maybe allowing thinking and feeling realities to kind of fall out. Thinking about what I am and where. Thinking about tomorrow, yesterday. Just thinking. Images, words, pouring out with the out-breath. Body, space around the body, out breath. Losing a sense so much of being clearly defined. The invitation of the out-breath to define ourselves a little more widely, that out-breath coming from inside to out. And the in-breath from outside to in. allowing the waves of the movement of the breath, allowing those waves to kind of reach all the way. Through to the kind of shore of the toes, the back. Feeling the waves. Through this nearly all liquid body. And beyond. And perhaps imagining or feeling to redefine what if what we are is more like this big space where the movement of breath ripples through body and beyond, this bigger space where this mind goes on. What if we're more like a space where body and mind are going on, where breath is another thing that's going on? It's a big space that is not so concerned about where it ends. There's not such a feeling of there being an end to this space, something like the night sky. With the kind of a wind passing through. Warmth of body doing itself in a space. Of softness and clarity. Precise moments, sensations, thoughts are felt. A lot more space for everything. Enough space for all the sounds. Enough space for that mind. They're the flashes of experience and a lot of space. Thinking, just thinking. Enough room for any little contractions and openings in the heart. Enough room for our whole sense of the world and the universe. Enough room for habit, energy, and reaction. And for what else? Perhaps a sense of just letting that experience called body be a bit free of the image and memory, but really to be here. That body is allowed to be here. Gentle, powerful. With its own warmth happening. And maybe a feeling of the breath, as if the breath passes through the skin, like a wind just passing through the forest. As if the wind just lightly brushes in through the skin with the in-breath and out in all directions through the skin with the out-breath. Or some other way of just the sense of the breath freely moving through within a large space. And so we definitely allow that sensation that there is something of body, but not my imagined body. Letting the eyes rest. The throat and chest also resting back, down, and in. Softening. A bit like butter that's been allowed to get warm. Or like water in water. And feeling what feels fruitful for you. Maybe remembering what you found to be important. what you live for. And just leaving a pause, a gap of receiving that again, fresh as it is. Not the word, not the idea, but that. Slippery, uncatchable, but real. Simple, subtle. What you love most. Or what comes up or is important anyway. Or what your cells respond to. Something closer than your name. The texture of that in the cells. And the texture of being allowed to know that, to touch it, taste it, feel it, or love it. That response as well in the cells. What we love and loving it. What we value and valuing it. What calls your deepest name and responding? And how would it be to allow that to fill and overflow through the skin in all directions? Maybe with the in-breath tuning in, feeling that texture on your tongue, kind of. Silkiness, creaminess, breeziness. Lightness, openness, groundedness, whatever texture it might be. These are just a few examples. With the in-breath tuning in, feeling, maybe with the help of an image, that kind of shines through all the cells, or a word that resonates through all the cells. Breathing in, connecting, breathing out, letting it flow out in all directions, if you wish. Letting it be awkward, getting a rhythm, finding your way with it, making it your own. Within a sense of night sky space for everything. So finding the texture or letting the texture find you, filling with the in-breath, that slippery, silvery, uncatchable but tastable. Atmosphere, fragrance, whatever, song. And the out-breath just lets the skin open the windows and lets that, with its expansiveness, be expansive. With its slipperiness, to be that slippery that it just slips through into the room. And as usual, there's thinking about something else and coming back. A mind state takes over and we rest again. It's not wrong when the obstacles help us find our way. And it's not that it should be easier or harder than it is. Maybe very challenging, so subtle. Maybe so easy. Child's game. And coming towards a pause, resting back, face relaxes, throat relaxes, chest relaxes. Shoulders can be heavy. Back filled. White, light and bright. And then remembering a moment of some slight difficulty, which could be now. This morning or sometime this week. Something that you can feel easily, but that doesn't take over easily. That somewhat contracted feeling on the right side of the body, or that slight embarrassment. When you tried to close the door quietly and it was loud, or you spilled something, or whatever. Or that sort of background anxiety, loneliness, insecurity, fear, rage, irritation. confusion. Feeling outsider or pressure. With a lot of space, simply feeling that human experience bodily and mentally. How does it go in the mind and body? Where, with what weight or lightness, cold or hot, etc. And how would it be to let the in-breath welcome that? That difficult texture, that human vibration, that just human experience of shame or blame or small or explosive or whatever. We've all been there. Some of us are right there right now. How would it be to let the in-breath, let the texture come all the way in, not for a fight or a fix, just to be felt, to have either somewhere so soft to land or nowhere to land. And then how would it be to find the out-breath again? With the texture of what we live for, filling, overflowing. Knowing that difficult tune or tension or texture is something I experience so specifically this way and is a common experience. And so what if we just open the doors a little more and welcome in all of that, all of our heavy, tight, stuck texture of embarrassment or pressure or whatever, into all that space. No answer. No understanding required. Just in, letting it be alive, letting it be itself. Here it is. It is. And we could say without resistance, but usually there is resistance. So just including that resistance to feeling the difficult with the difficult texture. And because there's no demand on us or the experience, it can be a little easier to feel it as it is, right into the middle of it. may be much less difficult than we feared from outside. Just hot. Just cold or whatever. And then taking your time to find a rhythm where then the out-breath finds the texture of what we live for, or lets that find you, that silvery, fluid, or that breezy, spacious, cottony texture, or whatever. And letting that sort of flood through you and beyond. That it finally has all that space that it could flood, including you and beyond the body. Taking your time to get into your rhythm. Sometimes it might be that you need a few breaths for the first part and a few breaths for the second part. And only gradually starting to come to just in-breath, feeling the texture of difficult, welcome. It is here. It's not mine. It is alive. No answer. And breathing out the texture of what's important. Naturally offering itself throughout the body and throughout the space. Maybe including all those people who share the difficulty in common with you. Vividly with the textures. Breathing in that sharpness or whatever, and our fear of it. The sharpness of the fear of the sharpness. And breathing out, allowing that we live for to love us, to flow through with its natural generous flow. Just simply taking your time and with one specific difficult texture, just landing with one. Not too great of a difficulty for now. And the greatest love, we could say, with the out-breath, like a spring bubbling up and overflowing through you. So the in-breath welcomes or just allows, recognizes and accepts the difficult and our fear of it, or our hatred of it. And with a kind of why not, there's room for all of it. So why not just everybody's let it come in? Does it really belong to one person? Maybe there's room for all of that. Why not? That specific texture that's partly a body texture, partly a mind texture, of stiffness or dryness or heat, heavy, whatever. And then why not allow the best that we love? To trickle or flow through anyway, for no reason. Also not owned, and why not let it just flow everywhere? Everywhere in me and everywhere beyond this skin. Maybe it's for all of us. And we can allow the difficult, can feel that it is caused, there are causes for that contraction or heaviness or feeling disconnected. Out of flow. But caused rather than deserved. And common, shared and common. The in-breath. Undeserved and caused, allowed, met, as it is, ours. And with the out-breath, undeserved and maybe uncaused, maybe for no reason, joyful upward trickle. Slippery or breezy or grounded or whatever. That just gives itself without cause. And then just letting an out breath happen and bring the technique to an end for now. It can take days or weeks to really, really get into a rhythm with the practice of this technique. And just allowing a pause. Not trying to do it or go against anything. Would anyone like to say, share, or ask anything?
Well, it feels like me and there is no me is trying to find a balance. And more, there is no me the more alive and happy. My body feels. So, is there any need for me?
Let's find out. Keep going.
It just feels like a little bit paradox. Because it feels like important to experience like trauma and pain, but from the bigger field, from the bigger mind, there is no me, it just doesn't matter.
Could you hear? No.
Could you hear the first part?
Could you hear the first part? Inga?
No.
Nothing, okay.
Oh, I didn't
got
the question.
Okay.
Are you good or not?
No.
I'm just trying to find the balance between me and there is no me. And first I was asking that is there really a need for me, because more than there is no me, like that the better it feels. And then the other part was that I feel a little bit paradox in that, because somehow it feels like important to investigate the pain and the trauma, but from the like from the bigger field, when there is no me and world is just happening, it just doesn't matter at all.
I think it's really worth the experimenting, leaning toward into the bigger field, what happens with the pain. It seems like that the bigger field allows that pain to kind of evolve itself. Without me addressing it. And then sometimes it might need me to address it, but it can still be sort of resting in this bigger field. It seems to work well. So I think it's like ongoing experimenting. Is there another one more?
This is a bit of embarrassing question, but I have to ask this. Is it possible that you drop in so deep that you lose the control of your bladder and then you wake up and you're in a very wet spot?
It would be the first time, but it could be, I guess.
Sorry, I didn't hear you have to.
The embarrassing question was that is it possible to fall in so deep in this position that you will lose the control of your bladder and you pee in your pants? Embarrassing. But one point, I was in a very deep place, and anyway, I woke up, I was a bit worried about that. What has happened? I have no intention to be the first one.
Yes, I'm just checking. I can't remember any time that anyone has said.
Comes out. And if it's supposed to feel like dying, you never know.
It's not only feels like dying, there is a dying. So I guess then if we're dead, we don't really mind.
But I stop worrying about that
yes.
now.
Yeah, I haven't heard of it.
Yeah.
But more I hear the other side of people wishing they could meditate longer, but then they have to go pee. And how to kind of arrange the tea and the bathroom and did you have a question?
Yeah. Not a question, I just wanted to share that.
Yeah.
I think now for the first time I felt like what is really opening to the difficult emotion, that not fixing or trying to solve anything. And like there's a huge power, and I think it's just shift to somewhere else. I was having lots of pain in the neck and the throat. And it's like just having that taste. And
Thank you.
No, nothing more.
Yeah, okay.
Because I normally I just try to like somehow breathe deeply or just like there is a resistance trying to fix, trying to get away.
Yeah.
But just really opening to that
power
or
the
energy. It's
Great, thank you very much. Okay, one more.
What do you mean there's a dying?
Our loyalty to habit energy. Maybe already was a kind of death. And as we start to realize that that's dead, so maybe it's more of a coming alive, but sometimes it feels like a dying, and the fear of death and all, it can come, it's part of the process somehow, even though it's actually maybe more of a coming alive. So in the way that Heidi was describing, is the not me enough because it's happy and at ease? And so we find out what's already dead is maybe more. And also what didn't die, even though despite everything, what's still alive. Thank you very much. Sometimes easily on this morning, it's possible that the mind thinks a lot about tomorrow morning and then also the next morning. And it could be lovely to feel as if we've just started a one-day retreat, except you know where the bathroom is and who, you don't know what's for lunch, but more or less who's cooking it. And so there's not the settling in to do, but you could really enjoy the fullness of that one day of retreat and just knowing it's normal that the mind would be imagining tomorrow, and then the practice of maybe movie, saying movie in the mind and coming back to the spine or whatever, wherever your place is. And then you might notice the excitement or fear or whatever. And then, just that texture, vibration, location. And then again, out-breath or wherever you go. Sort of a little bit deliberately noticing movie, emotional texture, and back to something more simple and direct. And so that we start to really realize that all of that is just thinking. Like, it seems so real how I imagine tomorrow's lunch or whatever. And it's really only this projection in this nice theater in here. And that feels so real. How real it feels, we can also just kind of feel that, and then I still have a butt on the ground.